I pay my respect to the Mahasangha, to the bhikkhus and the bhikkhunis, the monks and the nuns. I would also like to acknowledge the original inhabitants and the traditional owners of this land. Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, today we are about to witness a momentous occasion which will go down in the annals of the history of Buddhism. Today we are linked to the Blessed One himself, the Buddha, as we get ready to plant a direct descendant of the very tree under which he attained enlightenment. After 7 years of effort as an ascetic, the Buddha's search for the truth, ultimate peace and happiness, was realized under a ficus religiosa tree on a full moon night in the month of May, 2600 years ago, at Bodh Gaya, in what is now in the state of Bihar in North India. In honor of his enlightenment under the shade of its beautiful heart-shaped leaves, the tree became known as the Bodhi tree, the tree of enlightenment. Respecting the Bodhi tree began with the Buddha himself. The second week after his enlightenment was spent gazing at the Bodhi tree as a mark of gratitude for the shade and protection it had given him. Many years later, he told his chief attendant, the Venerable Ananda, that the Bodhi tree used by the Buddhas for enlightenment is fit for a shrine. And in the Buddha's lifetime itself, devotees and pilgrims visiting the monasteries and sometimes finding him absent would leave an offering such as flowers under the Bodhi tree, which had come to symbolize the Buddha himself. In the 3rd century BC, the Emperor Ashoka embraced Buddhism and sent Buddhist missions to neighboring countries. He sent his own son Mahinda, who had ordained as a monk and had attained enlightenment, as an emissary to the king of Sri Lanka, with whom he had close contact. King Devanampiyatnissa received the Venerable Mahinda, and after listening to him teach the Dhamma, was deeply impressed and became a Buddhist himself. Very soon, the whole country was practicing the new religion, and many of his subjects and courtiers became monks. Then the bikkhunis, the ladies of the court, they heard that there were nuns in India who had ordained as bikkhunis, and they themselves started pressing for ordination as nuns. Why couldn't they become enlightened the way the monks were? So with the king's blessings, Arahant Mahinda sent for his sister, Sangamitta, who was a bikkhuni, an ordained nun, and was enlightened herself, to come to Sri Lanka to establish the nun's order there. And when she came, she brought with her the southern branch of the sacred Bodhi tree under which the Buddha had attained enlightenment. It was planted in the city of Anuradhapura, and there it is to this day, revered and honored, and it is the oldest documented tree in the world. So it is fitting that bikkhuni, nuns, should go to Sri Lanka to bring a sapling from the sacred Bodhi tree, the very one under which the Buddha himself attained enlightenment, to Australia and to carry on this great tradition. After the ceremonies are over, there will be a video clip that will be shown showing the ceremonies that took place in Sri Lanka and how it was brought to Australia. And now I call upon Venerable Bhikkhuni Niroda, who is the co-abbot of the Dhammasara Nuns Monastery, to make the welcome address.
On behalf of the nuns community at Dhammasara, I wish to welcome you all for this rare and auspicious ceremony today, Sunday, the 25th of November, 2010, to plant the sacred sapling from the Chaya Sri Mahabodhi at our monastery grounds. Towards the end of the ceremony, our MC, Mrs. Ramani Gunasekara, will give more details about the Chaya Sri Mahabodhi, including some of the important historical events and the significance of what is happening here today. Due to time constraints, I will just keep to welcome everyone, especially our distinguished We are very honored and grateful to have the most respected venerable Dr. Paligama Srinivasa Atramasanta Dipati Nayaka Mahathero from Mahavihara Temple Anuradhapura. As most of you may know, Nayaka Mahathero is the guardian of the eight holy places in Sri Lanka. Last year we were very fortunate to receive the sacred sapling of the Chaya Sri Mahabodhi from Nayaka Mahathero himself. And the memories of this beautiful ceremony held at Bor Malua Temple in Anuradhapura, Sri Lanka, is still fresh in our hearts. A 10-minute video clip of that special ceremony in Sri Lanka will be screened at the end. We sincerely thank the Nayaka Mahathero for recognizing the bhikkhuni, or fully ordained Buddhist monks from the Theravada forest tradition, and treating us with much kindness, care and respect. With much respect, we also welcome the chief incumbent of the Abdelgiri Monastery, Venerable Kalan Chie Rastanasiri Mahathero, and Venerable Kirinde Nirmashana, who are accompanying the Nayaka Mahathero from Sri Lanka. We are very grateful to Venerable Beruvala Sri Sobita Nayaka Mahathero from the Sri Lankan Bihara in Kandy for giving us directions and advice in organizing today's ceremony, especially the settlers, multicultural Buddhist painting, which you all just witnessed. With respect, we welcome both Venerable monks from the Sri Lankan Bihara in Kandy. Our warm welcome to Ajahn Paramahansa Mahathero, Ajahn Suchato, Ajahn Pramali, and all the monks from Bodhinyana Monastery Serpentine, Western Australia. Ajahn Pram is our teacher, and he's a great pillar of support for our nuns community here at Dhammasara. It is a great honor and privilege to have Ajahn Pram here today. Our warm welcome goes to all the other monks and nuns who are present here today. Such a large gathering of monks and nuns, a gathering of Mahasangha, is indeed a very rare sight in a Western country like Australia. We are delighted to welcome the rest of the delegation from Mahabihara and all the delegates who came, who so kindly organized the preparation of the sacred Bodhi sapling according to Australian quarantine requirements. Dr. Vichisundara has been caring for the Chaya Sri Mahabodhi in Anuradhapura, and his kind support and advice on proper care of the body has been invaluable to us. Upon our return to Perth, the sacred Bodhi sapling had to undergo quarantine inspection for 3 months. During this period, it was placed at the glasshouse at Murdoch University. And we thank all the staff of Center of Rhizobium at Murdoch University for looking after the sacred sapling with much love and care. We sincerely welcome Professor Hollison, Dr. Tiwari, Mrs. Regina Carr, and their families who are here today. We would like to extend our warm welcome to Dr. Kevin Thiele, curator of the Western Australian Herbarium, and his family and all the scientists from the Department of Conservation and their families who are present here for this special occasion. We are also delighted to have the President of the Buddhist Society of Western Australia, Mrs. Linda Regan, and some of the members from the Executive Committee. A warm welcome to all members of the Buddhist Council of Western Australia who are present here today, including the President, Don Vera Cody, and Secretary Jake Mitra. Last but not least, we welcome all the Dhamma School children, their parents, and all of our supporters, family and friends, who are part of this diverse, multicultural Buddhist community in Western Australia. Thank you all for being here to support us on this historical event at Dhammasara, and I sincerely apologize if I have missed someone.
Atamasthanadhipati of Anuradhapura, Venerable Dr. Pallagama Srinivasa, to speak a few words.
Namo Buddhaya. සිරුදනාතම සම්මා සම්බුදු සරණයි අද ඕස්ට්‍රේලියාවේ ධම්මස්කාර தேரவாத வேற்றுமை ஆரன் விசேனாசனையத்தை இத்தாம வேத காத்தினியா பெணுமா தேன லங்காவே இதெல்லாம் மே பிரதேசே ஜீவத்தின் ஆயத்தா பொதுவே அப்பட்டா இத்தாம சத்துட்டு வேகி ජිලයක් බව ප්‍රථමයෙන් ප්‍රකාශ කරනවා. මේ අවස්ථාවට සම්බන්ධ වෙනවා අචාන් ප්‍රඥාවන් ආකර්වහන්සේ ඒ ඇතුළු ගත්තර මහා සංගරත්නය. ඒ වගේම අපි නැවත නිර්චිතන ශ්‍රී ලංකාවේ විහාරය වන බේරුවල සෝන්තහාන්තුරන් වහන්සේ ප්‍රධාන ගත්තර මහා සංගරත්නයක් එබැවින්ම මේ ආරණ්‍ය සේනාසනයේ වික්‍රමී ඇතුළු සියලු දෙනාම මේ අවස්ථාවේ අනුරාධපුර ජයශ්‍රී මහා බෝධි ස්ථානයේ වෙනුවේ මම ඉතා ඕනෑකමින් යුක්තව පිළිගනු ලබනවා. ජයශ්‍රී මහා බෝධින් වහන්සේ යන මම අමුතුවෙන් කියන්න අවශ්‍ය වෙන්නේ නැහැ. එදම් ඔබතුමාට මතක් කරන්න සතුටුයි. මේ ශ්‍රී මහා බෝධින් වහන්සේගේ පැලයක් කියන්නේ කොහොමද කියන එක පහදලා දෙන්න. අවුරුද්දකට වරක් ශ්‍රී මහා බෝධින් වහන්සේගේ ගෙඩි හට ගන්නවා. අනිත් භෝගස්තුල වගේ විශාල වශයෙන් භෝගෙදියා දෙන්නේ. භෝගෙදි හතක් අටක් විතර හැදෙනවා. බොහොම අපහසුයෙන් අපි මේවා යන්තම් පාට වැටෙනකොට රැජකින් යටකාලා මේ බෝගෙදි ඉදෙන්ට ඇරලා නටුවල් ගැරවිලා ඒ රෙසින් ආවරණයට වැටෙන්න සලස් කරනවා. මේවා පරිස්සම් කරලා අපි යවනවා පේරාදෙණිය අපේ ඔබද විද්‍යාඥ අපේ ජයචන්ද්‍ර මහත්මයාගේ විද්‍යාක අපිට මේ පොව දෙදියේ ඇටවලින් පළහදව දෙන්න. එහෙම පළ කරපු එක බෝවන් කුරයක් තමයි ඕස්ට්‍රේලියාවේ මේ ප්‍රදේශයේ ඉන්න අපේ ලංකාවේ ආයත බෙන්ම හැම දෙනෙකුටම ආශිර්වාද ලබා ගන්න පරිත්‍යාග කරන්න අටමස්ථාන සභාව තීන්දුව කළා. සෑම දිනාටම ජීවමාන බුදුගහ සමාන වැඩෙන්නතු ජයශ්‍රී මහා බෝධින් වහන්සේගේ පීඨ ආශිර්වාද ආරක්ෂාව ඔබ සියලු දිනාටම ලැබේවා කියලා.
It is now almost 6:30 and we call upon Venerable Ajahn Brahmavanso and Venerable Srinivasa to plant the Bodhi tree ceremony.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa.
වන්දේ පාතුකම් පතනස්ස අංගේ තේන සත්‍ය වන්දේ පාතුකම් පතනස්ස අංගේ වන්දේ සුතං නීකං සමේ භගවන්තං
යති ජේතවනී අනාත පිංහි කස්සාරාණී අරිහෝ අඤ්ඤතරාණී සාමි සංඛාය රක්ඛියා අලික්ඛන්ත වන්නා කේවල කප්පං ජේතවනං ඕරාසෙත්වායේන භගවාතේ නුත සංගමි උප සංගමිත්වා භගවත් සංඝමිවාමිත්වා ඒකමන්තං ගත්තාසී ඒකමන්තං පිතාකෝ ආදීනතා
that his head was resting on the Nadi Himalaya. his eyes were facing the west. Many people interpret their dream thinking that he was looking to the west, where maybe the Buddhasasana would grow in the future. But we all know it's not where your eyes appear. The sasana first went south to Sri Lanka, and then further south to Australia, where it's growing very strong. And it's wonderful that this is a place, Dharamsala Monastery, which we walked many years ago. When I look at the stupa on the rock over there, that was the place many years ago. There was an auction for this land, and I was there praying very hard to make sure we get this land for Buddhist nuns. And you all know the story. We got that land. We had, first of all, some 10 precept nuns. And the next historical part of Dharamsala is when, just over 3 years ago, we gave the full ordination to the bhikkhunis, which was a very shattering event for many people, but it was pushing Buddhism forward in our modern world. So now, as we had in the time of the Buddha, we had the equity between the male and the females. In other religions, the males were always dominant, but from the very early times in Buddhism, we had bhikkhunis and bhikkhus, both communities living in their monasteries and practicing. We have that here today. And I would encourage you all to support this monastery, especially the big building project which is happening. We can have a Bodhi tree, but the nuns cannot sleep under the Bodhi tree. You cannot have hundreds of people offering you food under the Bodhi tree. And obviously you cannot do your ablutions under the Bodhi tree. This is why we have these other projects. And I will tell you that this, according to the sutras, the Buddha actually said that once the Lord Buddha has passed away, the highest merit is not when you give dana to a monk who may be an arahat with a tevija and psychic powers. No. The highest merit once the Buddha passed away is giving your gifts to the Sangha of both genders. And now here in Perth, you have that opportunity to get what we say in Australia, the best bang for your bucks, the best return on your investment. And not only that, it is a wonderful thing for you to see that here in Perth, even more than other parts of Australia, certain other parts of the world, we have a flourishing Sangha in this beautiful monastery. One of the monks was asking me how big this monastery is. When you see the stupa over there, that is roughly the center of this land, distance on the other side. So this is a place of solitude, a place of peace. We have stupas, we have the Mahabodhi tree, and the next stage in the development of Dharamsala Monastery is to get the first arahat bhikkhunis, be historical. So that's the next stage. You have the Bodhi tree, now please look after it. But please also remember what the Buddha said in the Mahaparinibbana Sutta. He said, if you really want to pay respects to a Buddha, and the Bodhi tree stands for the Buddha in this temple, you don't pay respects by offering flowers and incense and candles. You pay the best respect by remembering what the Buddha taught and following those teachings. The greatest respect is when each one of you standing here respects the Mahabodhi tree so much that you here and now determine to keep the pansil for the rest of your life. The five precepts. That is worshipping the Buddha. Please, if any of you have alcohol at home, throw it away. Give it up. Be a real disciple of the Lord Buddha. Do generous offerings. Be compassionate. and develop your mind in meditation. Sila Samadhi Panya, the teachings of the Buddha. That is what this tree symbolizes. So please, when you come here, don't just do the easy worship through flowers, incense and candles. Do what the Buddha will be proud of. Do what the Arahats would want you. Please, follow the Sila, the Pansil. And when you, mothers and fathers, grandparents, keep that Pansil, you are teaching the young ones too. What mother and father says is not as powerful as what mother and father does. Your children will follow your example. So please, for the sake of the Lord Buddha, who because of the great merit of this place, we have a Sri Mahabodhi in this place. You are very fortunate. Please respect it, not with your flowers, or candles, or incense. Please respect it with your life. Sila Samadhi Panya. Please keep those precepts for life. Not just on Poya days, always. Please develop your meditational wisdom, act kindly and compassionately, out of reverence to the great Lord Buddha. Thank you.
I now invite Venerable Bhikkhuni Hasapanya, who is the co-abbot of this Dhammacharya Nanzan Monastery, to give the vote of thanks.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank all, to thank you all for taking part in this wonderful and memorable event here today. It is indeed a significant episode in Australia Buddhism and a very important event for Bhikkhuni. Many people have been working hard for days, weeks and months towards this remarkable event, and the list of people to thank individually will take me all night. Therefore, I will mention them in groups, and this is not in specific order of importance, as all these areas were equally important to make this very successful event. A big thank you to Prem and his large group of volunteers for assisting everyone with the car parking and shuttle service to make this a safe event for everyone. We are grateful to the Thai ladies Kun O, Kun Wasana and the friends who donated all the beautiful fresh flowers and also large quantity of drinking water for the event. We extend our gratitude to the ladies who did all the beautiful flowers arrangements. Some of them are from non-Buddhist backgrounds. We really appreciate your help. We thank the group of Malaysian friends who offer the sweets for the kids and for the ladies who sow some savory fruits to raise funds for our building fund. In case you didn't know, the elephant who walked in the pageants was not a real one, but it looks so real. Big thank you to Mr. Chandra and his dedicated groups of volunteers who worked until late nights on many nights for more than 3 months. It is an excellent work of art. You may guess that it was two boys who walked inside the elephant, but this time it was two ladies. A very special thank you. Very enthusiastic about being the elephant. You did a fantastic job. Also a big thank you to the family who made the beautiful round banners called the Sesa. Electricity was made available to this event locations by Lakshman, Ekanayaka, and thank you for donating your time and labor. The audiovisual equipment was lent to us from Jhana Grove, the meditation center, retreat center, and thank you everyone who helped with the setup and a job well done. We appreciate the effort by Mrs. Lucky Kodiduwaku and her team for helping with the free distribution material and spreading the Dharma, as well as raising funds for Dharmasara Building Fund with the book sales. Hope most of you managed to buy a copy of Wisdom Born of Stillness. It has 101 Ajahn Brahm, together with a collection of bottles of Dharmasara to our building fund. A big thank you to John Kisco for completing the beautiful staircase and the body tree enclosure in time despite ill health. And we are very grateful to John Phil for all the other construction work, very practical advice, and his backhoe and his excellent skill were crucial to create this beautiful place, which will become our area for generals, the parents, the Thai and Sri Lankan dance troupes who dance like devas, and everyone who took part in these rare pageants to honor the sacred body tree. Our great appreciation to the two fantastic dramas, Kanchana and Tara. A pageant without dramas is not complete. Both of you not only donated your time from your busy life, but also one of you flew over from Melbourne at your own expense. Thank you kindly. My appreciation to all the volunteers who have been looking after the monastic and supporting the visiting monastic.
That concludes today's ceremony, and so we'll ask people to please make way for the venerable monks and nuns to lead first.